Hey folks, welcome to this week's podcast. Some things to tell you about before we get started with the cactus blossoms. One is, this is something you may know about, you may not have heard about. The back of our building was added at some point after the initial construction, way, you know, probably 80 years ago, but after the initial construction of the building, way before we bought it, and they did a terrible job, and there's always been water leaking in there, and so we have decided to rip the back of the building off and rebuild it, basically. And that is where our main studio, Studio A, where we usually broadcast from, is. So that's out of commission while we rebuild that. Meanwhile, we're broadcasting from Studio B, which is the control room of the live music room, which makes it sort of impossible to have bands on because the guy before and after you are trying to do a show and you're trying to sound check makes it impossible. So I was planning to record the Cactus Blossoms at Monty Hall, our live music venue, and then a pipe burst in the freezing cold and ruined part of the wall and the floor and the stage in Monty Hall. So it was kind of a circumstance of terrible timing, but I really did not want to cancel. They are one of my all-time favorite bands. And so I emailed a guy named Ray Ketchum, who runs a recording studio called Magic Door, which is located less than a mile from my house. It's fairly new. I know some folks who recorded there. I see he recorded the new Guided by Voices record there. So it's a real studio, professional, top-of-the-line studio. And I just emailed this guy and I said, hey, you don't know me. We've never met. We have some friends in common. Would you be interested in doing this to help out WFMU? And he said, yeah, I would. And it turned out fantastic, as you're about to hear. So a huge thank you to Ray Ketchum. This was recorded on Valentine's Day evening, 8:30 p.m. they arrived. We left at about 2:40 in the morning, so it was a very relaxed affair. Just some refreshments and a lot of joking and goofing around. But you will hear just this amazing band, and it's just been a pleasure to watch them over the years as they have evolved and become just even better. So I hope you will enjoy this session with the Cactus Blossoms from Magic Door in Montclair, New Jersey. And again, thanks to Ray Ketchum, thanks to Jack and Tori and all the guys in the band, just blowing me away as usual. I do want to remind you that March 3rd is our fundraiser, and at the end of this performance, you're going to hear a phony KTEL-style commercial for my Marathon Premium, which is a thank-you gift. If you pledge $75 or more to my show, you'll get a t-shirt, some stickers, and you'll get this CD called Super Hits of the 70s, Super Hit Tsunami. 21 artists, some really well-known folks, recorded covers of songs that were top 40 in the 1970s. They're all on this CD, professionally packaged and pressed up, and it's yours as a thank-you gift. I would love to be able to read some thank-yous to folks who only listen to the podcast every year. There's a few folks who say in their comment, I'm just a podcast listener. So hopefully I'll read your name on the air soon. You can head to wfmu.org/marathon to get the to get the information about the marathon, but you can go to wfmu.org/superhits to get the lowdown on this CD. So we're going to hear the Cactus Blossoms do a bunch of songs live from Magic Door in Montclair, and then you're going to hear this WFMU commercial for the Super Hits CD. Sound good? Sound good. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Okay, we are here at Magic Door in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey on Valentine's Day. Because of our water pipe breaking, I'm thrilled we could sort of hook this up. And Ray Ketchum in the control room, thank you for working double overtime to get this to happen. You guys were on the program April 2015. You guys played live. Your Dreamin' had not come out. And then you guys were on the phone in January 2016, right when the record was coming out. So much has happened since then. And I got to see you live, I don't know, 6 or 7 times since then. And there's just the evolving of the Cactus Blossoms thing has just been incredible to watch. It's like watching a rocket go up.
Slowly.
Yeah. But so just before we get to some music, just how has this sort of life of constant touring changed your lives, changed your creative process, changed your... Just what has it done to your metabolisms?
Highway food does wonders for the metabolism. No, it's been a crazy fun and hard and amazing. You know, the best part is meeting cool people everywhere, like yourself. And it's hard to believe it's been 5 years or almost 5 years since we met back at a Nick Lowe show.
Right.
But I guess the biggest change is just that we've learned how to power through whatever we have to do and get to where we're going.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other stuff is just icing on the cake. I don't even know how to process.
But I assume there's been some learning curve in just how to stay sane, Paige.
Yeah, we've mastered that though now. So now we're perfectly sane all the time.
We're well rested and perfectly.
So you're lucky.
Yeah, well.
Perfectly well balanced, sane individuals now.
Right. You learn how to do everything after you've done it. So, you know, now we know how to tour like we have been so far, but we don't know what it'll be like in the future.
Yeah, like, you know when someone says something to you and you want to say something back, you want to have a comeback, and you don't have it until 15 minutes later, and you hope you get a chance to do it again? Well, we've gotten to have a lot of chances to do it again, so the comebacks are coming quicker.
I know. Every time I hang up the phone, I interview somebody. As soon as I hang up, I think of four great questions.
And then next time you do an interview, you probably use one of them, I bet.
You forget them, yeah.
Then we schedule it for 5 years later, and that's where we are now.
A new album's called The Easeway. Comes out March 1st, which is just 8 days from now, or 8 days from when this will air. You guys want to play some tracks from that or something amazing?
We'll play something from it.
Play a couple tracks. What are you going to start off with?
I'm going to start with one called Desperado.
All right, Cactus Blossoms, ladies and gentlemen. Thrilled to have them. Thanks, guys.
Tell me, baby, what I gotta do. I've been waiting for a lifetime to find a girl like you. You're so cool, baby, I'm no fool. Takes one to know one, and I found you. I'm just a desperado down by Mexico. I've been everywhere you wanna go. I'm just a desperado, always been alone. You're the only one who brings me home. kind of guy who likes to hang around. If you can't trust me, walk right past me. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't settle down. 'Cause I got a lot of love, got a lot of love, got a lot of love to give. Got a lot of love, got a lot of love, got a lot of love to give. Do you remember when we first met? Can we make it feel the way you did back then? It was real love, I didn't dream it. All I know is that I want it back again. 'Cause I got a lot of love, got a lot of love, got a lot of love to give. Got a lot of love.
Amazing. Sounds great. I'm thrilled to have you here. Reminder, it's the Cactus Blossoms, and website is thecactusblossoms.com. And I just saw you guys last night, but you're playing again April 11th at Bowery Ballroom, so folks should buy tickets immediately for that. we should stop and give folks a moment to buy some tickets.
Yeah, come on. We'll just give people a few minutes to do that right now.
You mentioned Dan Auerbach, who sort of wasn't on my radar until fairly recently, like the Nikki Lane record. His name is on a lot of cool records.
There's this band called the Black Keys.
Yeah, I never heard of that. I never was like, I still don't really know that band. But I like his last solo album's great.
Yeah.
Robert Finley record, great. So how did he hook up with you guys, and what is the... I mean, I know he moved to Nashville, and he started this thing where he basically writes songs 24 hours a day and makes, like, 50 records
a year.
Yeah,
I think it's 24 hours a day during the week and then recording on the weekend, right? Something like that, Paige?
Yeah, he's a full-time songwriter now, so that's kind of how it happened, I think, just because he's...
He was a fan of your guys, and he just said...
We got the invitation. We didn't know him before, and we got the invitation to come down and write some songs. And so we spent a couple days hanging out at his studio and getting to know him a little bit and having fun writing songs,
and so
which we don't have a lot of experience
co-writing
with even with each other. So it was a lot of fun.
So how many hours after you guys met him were you writing a song?
Almost immediately. Right? I'm trying to remember.
We'd gotten back
from Europe, and we weren't exactly sure what we're all going to be doing together. And then when we got there, he's like, we're going to hang out and write songs. And we thought, good, because we can't sing right now. We've been on the road for, 25 days and not sleeping. And so we hung out and wrote songs that we couldn't sing, and it was great for us, and it was just really... playful and enlightening, and And, you know, it just made it feel like, hey, writing songs, playing music with people is a great time. So that's what we did, and we're really thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting. Your Dreamin' was my favorite record, 2016. Come time to make this record, there's always going to be people who are like, you made the same record again, you're a bunch of losers, or you changed too much, you know, what was good about you, you forgot about, you're a bunch of losers. You guys managed to, like, find a good balance, I think, of, like, what...
Still losers and you like us? Good.
You know,
that's the part we wanted to hold on to.
The loser part.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned the word evolution earlier. You know, it's good to see a band evolve, but stay true to whatever their thing is. I mean, was it a conscious decision to make this record sound the way it does, or did it just kind of happen?
No, it wasn't a conscious decision to make it sound anyway. And, in a way, neither was the last one. I mean, it was kind of fascinating for us, having a bunch of songs. Like, when we recorded Your Dreaming and JD was helping us produce, we had all these songs that we had been working on for years. Like, we had done some homemade or some, you know, really quick recordings of some of the songs years before we recorded them for that record. So, you know, it's that old saying about... your first record takes, you have your whole lifetime to record it or whatever, and you got a year to do the next one. And, you know, so in a way, the last one even was kind of like, well, we're not trying to sound this way. This is a product of the songs we have and how we know how to make music. And, this one is the same way. It's just a little tighter timeline. And, I had to learn how to play so much more electric guitar in the last 3 years, and I had never done any of that before. So, you know, you come into things with new understandings and new approaches, and I think that was really the guiding light of the project more than sound.
Huh. Yeah, and you always want to, want to try to do things that you can't quite do yet too. I think that's part of the fun of it is trying to explore new areas. So that's part of the fun for us.
I have a million questions, but I do want to hear as much music as possible. So I'll ask quickly and answer quickly. I want to talk about Alex Hall for a minute, who I think engineered the last record. He plays a lot on this record, engineered a lot. His name is on Only Good Records, you know, Robbie Fulks and Linda Gail Lewis, which was the best record of last year, and the Bell Furies, and you guys, tell me, who is this guy? What planet is he from?
Alex Hall, I don't know which...
He's an angel from Chicago.
Yeah, we haven't figured out what planet he's from yet, but he is an angel, and he is... aside from being one of the most beautiful musical minds, he is also an amazing person, and he has had a huge part in everything we've done so far. And like attracts like, right? Not saying we're good.
Your
but
genius angels
geniuses
also?
Attract geniuses,
not saying,
what can we say?
Not saying we're good, but I'm saying that...
in summary.
Someone as good as him... you know, should only be involved in good projects.
I agree.
But that's all subjective.
Yeah, you're
right.
He is the constant there. Let's change the subject quickly. Jack writes most of the songs. Paige writes some of the songs, helps with some of the songs. There's been a few mix-ups in this record, too. But tell me, Jack, you write a song, you take it to Paige. What does he throw on it? I mean, do you ignore him, or does he, like, is he... I'm guessing that he, like, plays some pivotal role in, like, telling you, you know, you're right on it, or maybe you need to shape it up or something.
Well, Paige has a really good ear for arrangements, and he's super musical. Yeah, I mean,
I would say he's the secret weapon of the
band.
Well,
he's been singing in harmony since he was 2 years old or something. And so, I mean, there's the musical aspect of songs, and then there's a melody and words. And, you know, sometimes he'll say, maybe that... one word should be different, or maybe don't move around so much with the melody. Because especially when we're doing singing together, you know, sometimes you come up with a melody and you can't do a harmony over it.
Right.
And so that sometimes irons out things. And so we're super collaborative when it comes to kind of bringing a song to the microphone.
I mentioned that you guys were playing Bowery Ballroom April 11th, but you're playing in the next few months, at least what's scheduled so far, basically from New York to California and everywhere in between. And I assume it's not going to stop for quite a while. So anybody who's listening, check thecactusblossoms.com to see if they're coming to a theater near you. And I mean, I've, you know, the band is so good and you guys are on fire and just, you know, cannot recommend seeing this thing live enough. And I don't say that about every band. Some bands are more of a thing on a record, but this is both. So do that. Can you guys, let me ask one more question. What were your parents like? Because what was your childhood like? Because there's your brother Tyler's also in the band. Your cousin Phil is in the band. We're going to introduce the band later. But what happened to you guys that...
I didn't know this was going to be Bob while Walt is.
Well, our dad...
Do you want to lie down and talk about it?
Our dad loved eating popcorn, and the popcorn had a lot of butter on it, and then he'd carry us around and drop us on our heads all the time.
That explains everything.
No, we come from a very loving family, and they've always let us do what we want to do, for better or worse. And I think they're
musical people.
They're both musical people. Our dad has a dusty master's of composition from the University of Lincoln. He knows music
for real.
He knows music better than us. And you know, thank God he didn't force us to learn. None of us know how to read music, but I think we're all going to take lessons from him one of these days. Now that we can play.
All right. Speaking of playing, will you play us a few more songs? Then we'll talk a little bit, and then maybe I'll try to get play one more after that. I would like it if you guys could do Please Don't Call Me Crazy, but I think because at last night's gig there was some sort of talk about the inspiration for the song, so maybe just quickly tell me what the hell this song is about and then do it for us.
What the hell is this song about? Well, what the hell is up with the modern algorithmic... situation we're in, where everyone's getting feedback loops of their own opinions. That's what this song's about. And more than that, what you're talking about, the inspiration, is that I came up with this tune and I had the line, "Please don't call me crazy." And it kind of reminded me of my buddy Curtis A., who's a Minneapolis rock and roll musician. And if anyone is listening to WFMU in Minneapolis, go check him out on the first Wednesday of every month at the Schooner in Minneapolis. It's a wondrous thing. But I thought of this song, and it reminded me of him when I was writing it. And once I thought about him, and I started thinking about things through the lens of Curtis A., the words just spilled out right in front of me. So that's the inspiration, I guess. I hope I didn't tell you too much. Trouble on the line.
it hot. It's getting cold. Please don't call me crazy. Please don't call me crazy. Please don't call me crazy. Please don't call me crazy.
Do you want to introduce it, Paige?
Yeah, this is a song. This is a song that I wrote. This is called "Stop Like Kisses." Here we go.
That was great. This is the first song I ever wrote.
This is a great song of Jack's. It's called "Stop Like Kisses." We're gonna do it right now.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Stop like kisses, what I want from you. Stop like kisses, all I wanna do. We're not pulled to the crosswalk, knees bump small talk. You know it's on my mind. I loosen up, spell me, feel heartfelt. Kissing time to don't walk side. Stop like kisses, telling you it's true. Stop like kisses, you drive away my blue. The sky got dark, and I got late, and I can't see straight. I'm moving slow and lighter green, prettiest eyes I've ever seen. Stop like kisses. Drive away my blues. Stop like kisses, what I give to you. Stop like kisses, all I want. Side street, I can feel your heartbeat. You're so close to me. The rhythm of the traffic sounds like magic. We can make a melody. Stop like kisses, telling you it's true. Stop like kisses, you drive away my blues. Well, stop like kisses. Drive away my blues.
Folks, this is the Cactus Blossoms Live, and we're at Magic Door Studios in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey. You guys are getting to know. You were telling me you guys are staying in that motel right near the Holland Tunnel. Like, that is crazy.
That was off the record,
Mike. Oh, was it?
No, not really.
Groupies, nowhere to go.
I recommend it if there's any bands that...
That's what I heard. It's not so bad.
If there's any bands that need a good place to stay in a relatively secure parking lot.
You guys grew up in... where'd you grow up?
We grew up mostly... Well, I'm the youngest of us three brothers that are here. So I grew up the largest proportion of my life in Minneapolis than the other guys.
So what were you, when you imagined New Jersey, what did you imagine? You spent a lot of time, obviously, thinking of New
Jersey. We didn't really think about New Jersey.
I wasn't really imagining New Jersey, but I've seen some great parts, and I've seen some other parts since then.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyways, Magic Door Studios, awesome. And I want to thank Ray Ketchum.
This is what we're going to think of from now on about New Jersey.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to do all my radio shows from here.
We love New Jersey. Actually, the first time when we drove into New York and we were going from Pennsylvania into New Jersey on I-80, and you said, "Welcome to New Jersey," I thought, this is so beautiful. Why have I ever heard anything bad about this place?
Oh, the Garden State. I mean, there's parts of it that are absolutely amazing, but just those like ways that you get in and out to New York City are the literal worst.
Right, like the place we stayed last night.
Let's introduce the band. We covered this on a previous appearance of your guys. Jack Torrey and Paige Burkham are brothers with the two exact same parents, even though you have different last names. You swear to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. You've somehow managed to get your...
I do.
...oldest brother, Tyler, into the mix. Is that right?
Yeah, Tyler's been playing music a lot longer than Paige and I, and we're really lucky that he was between projects and could jump in the van with us, because he's an amazing guitar player, and we always wanted to back him up. So the fact that he's backing us up is a miracle. Oh,
that's amazing. I remember that Paige once said to me that the thing that you and Paige do with your singing, you and Tyler do with your guitar playing, this like kind of telepathic guitar harmony thing, and sometimes you hear it. He's playing. He's got a bunch of instruments today. He's playing. You also somehow managed to get your cousin in. It was this like a your aunt yelled at you or something? Or
no, I mean, same deal there. I mean,
he's been playing longer than you.
He's
guys,
just a really good bassist.
Oh, he's awesome.
That's how it happens. Is that we knew he was a good bassist for a long time, but it just finally worked out to get him in the band here. So
Philip Hicks, I believe, right? Also from Minneapolis? Yeah, totally. Amazingly solid. And then because family dynamics is so important, you also have two brothers playing guitar and drums tonight, right?
That's right.
And where did you find these guys?
Everywhere. Yeah, they play with everyone in Minneapolis, or at least a lot of our friends. So
they're the wrecking crew.
So we've known them. We've known them for a while, and sometimes it takes time. We're having a blast working together.
Jacob and Jeremy Hansen.
Yep.
So there are often four guitars on a song. Did that take a while to kind of figure out everybody's space, or did it just work out right away?
Sometimes Paige is playing 6 or 12 strings, and I'm playing 2 or 1, and Tyler's, we all just split it up, and I don't think we're all playing all of our strings all the time.
Is that a union thing, or is that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Union, baby! Awesome. I mentioned earlier Bowery Ballroom.
Take five.
Tell me something about each one of you guys. Paige, you tell me something about each of the guys in the room I'm in, like what they like for breakfast, or if they're a terrible driver, or something you've learned.
Something about everybody.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler's really into smells. He really likes,
Welcome to New Jersey.
Aromatherapy.
Yeah, I mean, he'll, like, piece of leather or something might capture his attention for a while, or some good food.
Set him
off. Tyler's the smell guy. Phil, let's see. Phil likes Game Boy. He's a big, vintage video game guy.
Yeah.
Jeremy is, kind of a fashionista. Known around town for his fashion sense.
Obviously.
Jacob likes to sing in public, and he's good at it.
And he likes
to walk through any hotel lobby and charm all the receptionists, and everyone loves Jacob.
He will take a hit and change the lyrics, and it's just as good or better.
He improves everything he touches, He'll take a good song and turn it into a pretty good song.
Thank you for that window into the Cactus Blossoms band. I'm debating whether or not I should ask you a million more questions. The new record is called Easy Way. It's out March 1st. Bowery Ballroom April 11th. Will you guys please do some kind of weird cover for us now? Or not weird, just do some any kind of normal.
We'll make it weird by being ourselves. Yeah. You like the Kinks, don't you?
I love Kinks.
All right, they're another brother band.
They are.
We're going to play a Kinks song for you then.
All right, we'll come back, we'll say goodbye, but it's the Cactus Blossoms, folks.
One, two, one, two, three. Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next in line? Heartache, who'll make the same mistakes I made over you? Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next in line for you? Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next to watch your love fade? All your affections finally fade away. There'll be no use inside. Who'll be the next in line for you? One day we'll find out when I'm gone. I was the best one you had. I was the one who gave you love.
You guys are totally on fire. That's so awesome. Folks, it's the Cactus Blossoms. Jacob, Jeremy, Philip, Tyler, Jack, and Paige, thank you guys for coming here. Don't wait so long to make another record. I'm begging you.
We won't.
We won't.
Start tomorrow. I know you're not busy. Thank you so much. Thanks to Ray at Magic Door in Montclair for making it sound totally awesome. And I guess we'll see y'all at the Bowery Ball. Since I cannot play Easy Way because it's not out yet, what's your song that I should play from your dreaming? Something that you've always wanted to hear on the radio.
Something I've always wanted. Whatever you want, Michael. You're the DJ.
We never want to hear it again.
How about Goodbye?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Cactus Blossoms, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Goodbye. Sure is good to know you. I'm so thankful for you. That's how I'll always feel. I'm gone, but not forgotten. Troubles, sure, I've got them. Now they don't seem as real. 'Cause I've seen a place not far from here where diamonds light up the sky. I've waltzed with my lover, rolled in the clover. I've heard the whippoorwill cry. I'm gone.
I've waltzed with my lover, rolled in the clover. I've heard the whippoorwill cry, I'm gone, but not forgotten. Trouble, sure, I've got 'em. Now they don't seem as real. That's how I'll always feel. That's how I'll always feel. That's how I'll always feel.
Super hits of the 70s, Super Hit Tsunami, a great single album from Mike Shell. Original hits today, stars Los Aliens, Eric Amble,
Crazy Mama,
the Bakersfield Breakers, Sarah Borges,
Brandy,
David Brookings,
I can't live if living is without you,
Chris Collingwood,
I'm leaving on a jet plane,
Marshall Crenshaw,
don't know.
The Dolmans, Mitch Easter,
this is my rock and roll love letter,
Sam Elwick,
and I can't tell the bottom from the top,
Robbie Folks,
rub it in, rub it in,
NRBQ.
Hey, everybody's out of town.
Miss Georgia Peach and Travis Ramen.
Dim all the lights, sweetheart, 'cause tonight it's you and me.
The Rubenews.
Yes.
Those Straitjackets. Greg Townsend.
I can't help.
The Tripwires. Ben Vaughn.
You put the lime in the coconut and drink them both together.
Willie Wisely. Yola Tango.
Smile, little smile for me, Rosemary.
The Zambonis.
Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song?
These original recordings were created exclusively for WFMU, and this fine collection is available only through this radio offer and not available in stores. The only way to own this fine collection is to pledge to the WFMU 2019 fundraising marathon. Remember, postage and handling is included, no salesman will call, and COD orders are not accepted. It's Super Hits of the 70s Super Hit Tsunami. Visit WFMU.org/superhits for more information and pledge your support today. That's Super Hits of the 70s, Super Hit Tsunami, only from Mike Shell. Not available on 8-track tape.